Now, the school you say is pretty close to your home here. Would you say it's just a little?
A short ways?
Would you ever say little?
Well, it would mean the same. A little ways.
Now, something was the opposite of that would be a long.
A long ways off, away, a long ways away.
Okay. Now, if you're looking for something and you couldn't find it, you'd say, I just can't find that. Can't find that.
Anywhere?
All right. Now the plow, when plowing the field, cuts trenches into the ground. What do you call those?
Furrows.
Now, we're referring to how much wheat we were growing. We say we raised a big what? A crop of, or would you say a big what?
Acreage of wheat.
You ever use crop here? A big crop of wheat or a big?
Crop can be used too.
Acreage would be most used. Now, you want to get rid of some trees and bushes on your land, so you say we did what to it? We
removed them.
Did you ever use clear? We what?
Or clear the land.
Now, if you managed to get in two crops, you'd say you had a what during one season? You had a second, say it's wheat or grass.
Second crop.
You ever have a cutting here? Second cutting.
Of hay or?
Yeah. You have a. Your wheat together into a unit. What do you call that?
Bundle.
You ever use sheaf?
Yes.
But bundle would be more common probably for you, if you remember. Now, if you had quite a bit of wheat, you say, I had 40 containers full. 40 what?
Bushel.
Again?
Bushel.
Now, you refer to a unit of corn tied together as a what?
Shock. East. Oh, yes, I'm very.
What word? Emptins?
Emptins. That's what they called this yeast. You know, they'd pour a little bit in a pan and then mix the bread and leave enough in there, and then they'd fill it up with water and the yeast in there would keep it going.
When you cook, you'd have, you use an egg, use the, what are the two parts of the egg? The white and
yolk and white.
What was the first one?
Yolk. Not yolk.
Now, if you made a very large cake, obviously, or, oh, you looked in your cupboard. This is a better example. And you looked in your cupboard, and you wanted to know how much flour you had, and you found you had 2 1-pound bags. You'd say to yourself, "I have two
bags,"
and they were each 1 pound apiece, so you have
two 1-pound bags.
Or if you speak of it collectively, you have two what in terms of
two
weight?
Two bags
or
2 pounds.
I was after. Some people have the 2 pound of flour instead of 2 pounds of flour. I think you had it.